I'm going to start off with the honest truth. It's hard, right? Like working at this level, doing all that I'm doing, my team is doing, it takes a toll. It's really hard to be an entrepreneur, especially an entrepreneur that's building something from nothing, building something that's never existed before. It's a lot of trailblazing work that can be very exhausting. I definitely think without the people in my life that support me, I don't think that self-care would even be an option. And I'm really, really lucky.
Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection, a podcast dedicated to personal growth and mental health discussions with women CEOs across the globe. It's here where inspired women get candid about what drives them to succeed and the personal challenges they've encountered on their path to success. So if you're a woman on a mission, this is the podcast you don't want to miss. So sit back, relax, and let's get candid.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Women CEO in Reflection. I am Bridget Lateef Smith, and it is my honor to be your guest host this week. In my 20s, I worked in television news. I hosted a popular talk show, and I even started my first company. In my 30s, I transitioned into tech, and I landed at Google. And now I'm in the third act of my life, where I am called a super angel. Some people even call me the Oprah of investing. I invest in venture capital firms, startups, private equity, and alternative assets. This week, I have an amazing lineup of guests for this podcast. They range from trailblazing investors, private equity disruptors, venture capitalists, all the way to diverse female founders, one of whom you're going to meet today. Together, we will explore their journey, pivotal moments, and how they focus on self-care along the way. Today's guest is Stephanie Lewis. Welcome, Stephanie.
Oh, well, thank you, Bridget. So excited to be here and be talking with you today.
You've got so many hats that you wear. You're an inventor, you're a founder, and you're a CEO. So I want to explore all the different facets of you and the company that you have built from scratch. So just so people have a proper introduction, Ms. Stephanie Lewis is the inventor, the co-founder, and the CEO of Sotro. And she'll tell you in a minute what that means. But it is a beauty, hair care, and CPG company. It's pre-seed. And we're also going to talk a little bit about Founder Pitch Week and how Stephanie and I are connected. So Stephanie, please tell the audience a little bit about the company that you've built called Sotro and how you got there.
Well, thank you, Bridget. Sotro actually stands for Salon on the Road. That's how we came up with that name. And the goal here is, ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to be able to have a salon in my home to feel like, I'm being taken care of and that, more importantly, my hair care needs were met whenever I needed to. But we don't have that life yet. So great stopgap is to create a hair care tool line that does that very thing, that allows people to have the experience and the quality of care that they would get at their favorite salon, accessible anywhere. And for us, I mean, Sotro is more than just a hair tool company. What we're trying to build is a whole new mindset around loving your own hair and seeing what it's capable of.
Loving your own hair. Oh, we as women, how much time do we spend in the bathroom getting ourselves together for the day? And the hair probably takes the majority of that time. I want to go backwards a little bit because I believe that where we started from, our roots, our early foundation, it actually is a propeller to where we end up. Right. And so your journey has led you to this space where you've invented this company. You've invented a product, but the company has multiple products. So you're on this grand stage. We're going to talk about how you're connected to all these different celebrities in a minute, because, oh my goodness gracious, so many people want to be you. Okay. So, but where did you start? I mean, when you were young, the young version of Stephanie, where did you grow up? How did you come up with this entrepreneurial spirit to get to where you are today?
So I'm going to start in a not so great place because it's going to be a really good story for how I ended up here. And the truth of the matter is the way that media and beauty industry is constructed when I was younger, I really didn't get to see anybody who looked like me, had my hair type, and, you know, sort of communicated to me that I was beautiful. So I want to start from, you know, this pretty sad place where I just didn't get to see myself. And for that reason, I had like a lot of low self-esteem surrounding what I looked like. You know, this Stephanie, and I can tap into her really well, though I'm not her anymore, just wanted to feel like somebody saw what she had to give as valuable. And so if we fast forward to, you know, inventing this tool line and this brand, it really is stemming from the fact that I want other people to be able to look at their reflection and see the beauty in there. We know that the beauty industry is not in the business of making you feel good about what you already have. You're often being sold something that either is to change you or turn you into something that you're not. And I feel like right now we're at a really, really good time where the conversations are changing around not only, you know, body positivity or skincare, but also hair care and how to love the hair that you have. And so really, yes, this tool and our all of our products serve a purpose. We're making it easier for you to grow healthier hair, or if you are a professional, you can serve your at-home clients with better quality tools. Yes, on the surface, that's what we do. But this is a deeper love letter to the girls and guys and everyone in between that sort of, they look like me, but they don't ever get to see that reflection of them in a space of feeling beautiful and feeling confident. So this is our love letter to them. So that's what it boils down to.
I've heard you say that before, love letter and love language. And just now you kind of went a layer deeper and started talking about, you know, just girls in general. It doesn't really matter what background you have. Girls in general, we're often told we need to lose weight, lighten our skin, look a certain way, wear certain clothes, all of those self things that impact your self-esteem. And so you've come a long way. So I want to celebrate you because I see myself in you. I do. I see myself in you. So there's, so I have so many things that you said, I completely resonate with, you know, and I think many women, all women probably resonate with that story. So I want to thank you for just being authentic and sharing your truth, because your truth is actually what changes people.
Wow. Thank you for even saying that. Honestly, I think it's because of this truth that I'm so passionate about this product and what we're doing. I think, you know, there's just so few messages out there that say that it's okay to be exactly who you are. And we want to make it easier for people to feel that way.
Let's talk about Miss Gabrielle Union.
Ah, resplendent Gabrielle.
Yes. Not everybody can say that they have met the fabulous superstar we all know and love through the TV screen and through the movie screen. And you have. So can you just share with our audience a little bit about your background and how you came to meet Miss Gabrielle Union and how she has been able to impact your life as an entrepreneur?
Well, I mean, I was really lucky to have had this opportunity to be one of the winners in her Lift As We Climb grant competition. She awarded 3 prize winners in different categories, and we were the grand prize winner in the hair tool category for Gabrielle's contest. She has a personal stylist, hairstylist. His name is Larry Sims, and getting the opportunity to talk to them both and to hear from, you know, I know for everyone, Beyonce is like the top of the top, and she is. I don't want to take that away from her, but Gabrielle Union, I've always said this, anyone who knows me knows that Gabrielle Union is my Beyonce. You know, she's the first person on screen that I looked at and I was like, this woman is gorgeous and this woman is who I'd like to be. So I never thought in a million years I would get to pitch to her. She's just absolutely gorgeous as she is outside, inside as well. And what was really transformative about that, this contest in this pitch, is she completely understood what we were building and supported us through this win. Her and Larry Sims got to know, and they even were very encouraging to sort of see the promise of what we're building and how much of an impact it could make, you know, not only to the Gabrielle Unions of the world, but everybody else. And so, you know, getting this opportunity to pitch her, to meet her, to learn that we have a very similar hair care journey. I mean, if I want to give myself chills, I'll just think about that day. It was a really transformative day in my life and the company's journey.
Yeah, fantastic. So that's not a story everybody can share or have, that someone they saw on a TV screen, they now have met in real life and in such a meaningful way. So I think that's critical to your journey to where you are today. So you're the CEO of a growing company. And as a CEO, all of us have backstories and challenges and stuff that goes on. I was just talking to another founder who on camera, you know, we're all well put together. But off camera, you know, things, you know, you have family, you have stuff that you have to do, and it's not all glamorous. And so I want to transition to self-care and how you take care of Stephanie, the current best version of you, because we show up well put together. We have, you know, we sound good, look good, people think we're okay. Until we get behind closed doors and have to deal with us, ourselves, our mind, the silence. So I'm just curious, and I would love for you to share what you're comfortable sharing, but how do you take care of you as the CEO of this growing company that is on the precipice of landing the cover of Forbes magazine, on the verge of raising millions of dollars to scale your company? And you're doing it in such a meaningful, authentic way. But how do you take care of you in the midst of all of that?
Oof, deep, deep, deep questions, important questions. And I'm going to start off with the honest truth. It's hard, right? Like working at this level, doing all that I'm doing, my team is doing, you know, it takes a toll. It's really hard to be an entrepreneur, especially an entrepreneur that's building something from nothing, building something that's never existed before. It's a lot of trailblazing work that can be very exhausting. I definitely think without the people in my life that support me, I don't think that self-care would even be an option. And I'm really, really lucky not only to have a partner who is very encouraging about self-care. In fact, he won't let me open my computer when I get home. He's very adamant about it. But also doing things like small staycations, small trips that are close enough to your home base where you're not spending a lot of money. I hike a lot. I love hiking. I'm from New York. I live in the city or based in Brooklyn, and there is a small hamlet upstate called Rensselaerville. And if you're in New York, you should definitely go. But I love nature. I really take a lot of like recharging from nature. And I think there's very often, I don't think women that look like us are known to do this, or at least we don't see a lot of examples of women that look like us that feed off of nature. But I've definitely developed a tribe of people who I have to give them credit for giving me this, I want to say cheat code. You know, nature is all about care, right? Nature does not rush deadlines. Nature does not force anything. And sometimes just being and being able to hear a waterfall, I know this sounds cheesy, bear with me, but hearing a waterfall, smelling wet grass, walking in a dewy sort of place where you just hear nothing is something that can be really incredible in terms of its regenerative power, right? So I say I have to carve out time. I have to make time. I have to be very, very stringent on when I do things and how. There is a time and a place. And as entrepreneurs, sometimes you get ideas in the middle of the morning and you want to write them down. But you being able to be here and be okay and be well is just as important to the business you're building than going to meetings and securing deals and all that. So I hold those on equal weight, but I have a lot of support all around across the way. My parents as well, they really want to make sure I'm okay, and they help me feel okay. So hope that's
excellent. So it wasn't cheesy at all when you were talking about, you know, the senses being activated as you enjoy your nature walk. Because I think that is how God speaks to us. And when we're receptive to all of those stimulating environments and things like that, I find there's something powerful about water. I don't know, my experience has been when I'm near any body of water, even in the shower, just water, go in the bathroom, just let the water run. Water, something about the either the color of it, when it comes out of the faucet, or when I see a body of water that sparkles like diamonds, I'm able to transcend whatever is on my mind, and it's a calming spirit that overcomes me. So when you talked about walking in the dewy grass, and you know, I could just feel the sun rays and that moment, it's all there. So that self-care is, I can relate to it. And it's not weird, or it's not, you know, unusual. It's just taking a moment to say, there's something way more powerful than me in this universe that created all of this, and you want to take a moment to just enjoy it.
I pardon for interrupting you, because there was something so powerful that you said in there that I think is directly related to the story of Sotro that I want to call out. This power of water. You know, our flagship tool, what we're kicking off with, is a 2-in-1 collapsible steamer and hair dryer combo. Now, without getting too much into the science, into the weeds of it, the power, especially of the steaming piece of what we do, is water. For a lot of women who either grew up having to relax their hair, wear their hair in specific styles or what have you, and not change them up, we have been taught to be fearful of water, when in fact, the lack of water in our hair care routines is part of the reason why so many of us are dealing with hair damage, and even in some case, hair loss. It's because we've been taught to be afraid of water this whole time, when water was really the key. So to hear you talk about how you hear God, it's, and the power of water in that respect, kind of led us to, like, we will never have a hair care tool that doesn't incorporate steaming in it, because we know that water can transform you from the inside and out. And that was a lot of inspiration behind why we went down this path. So
Yeah, exactly. So I think nature, and again, nature, hikes, all of those things. I'm not a hiker personally.
you should come with me. I'll take you one day. You'll love it.
I see snakes. I see coyotes. I see things I don't want to see. I'd rather sit by the ocean side and have a walk along the lakefront, along the ocean, but not in the hot desert. So anywho, I can connect with you, my love. I connect with you on the nature side of your self-care. Now, what about, like, on a day-to-day basis? Are there any little things you incorporate into your day-to-day world? Because I know personally, you know, the to-do list just keeps getting longer and longer, and I try to do as much as possible, and I work really late some days, and then the next day the list gets a little, if I don't do it this day, it carries over to the next, and by the Friday I'm like, oh my God, you know, this is insane. How am I, you know, it's enough work for two or three humans, and I'm trying to get it all done. So I have to temper myself and give myself permission to cut it off. And so what are some things you do to take care of yourself day to day?
I think a lot of it is making a very strict, when I am open for meetings and work, and when I am done for the day, I have to hold to it. I have a very distinct schedule for that reason. I also have a guilty pleasure when I just need to decompress. I know, I hope no one judges me, but I watch the worst reality TV because it requires no brain thought. So even though my partner really has to step out the room when I start doing this, it just, you know, to be able to turn off your brain, however you do it, is very important to me. I am a candle junkie. That's another thing I love to do as well. Like, really taking these timeouts, even if they're 5 minutes, to just be able to say yourself, you know what? Stephanie is off. Stephanie EXE is not working at the moment. She is now defunct. And even more importantly, it's so that I could just listen to my mind, to my thoughts, to my insides. I feel like I try to make sure that every single day I just turn off for a little bit. We don't talk about work. I don't think about work. I don't think about anything except the moment. And that was a muscle that I had to practice. I have to be honest, definitely a personality, go, go, go. But in practicing it, I've gotten pretty good at being able to compartmentalize. That's the key word.
I have to say, we have so many similarities because I actually watch reality TV too for the very same
reason.
Which one's
your favorite?
I'm like,
we did not
get together before this interview and compare notes. I'm serious.
No, we didn't.
It's really scary that we have so many similarities. So I just channel surf and then I find something that's mindless because it just makes me not think about anything that's like urgent. It's a complete just getaway. And then I pour my vodka and my juice and then boom. And then probably an hour and a half later, my husband lets me know. He says, I already know you're going to take a nap. So that's my formula. So I'm telling you this, I'm missing the vodka bit.
I'm going to try that. Why not today? I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, vodka, grapefruit juice, and a good reality show. And an hour and a half later, I'm asleep and I wake up and I'm like, and it's like 7 p.m., 8 p.m. at night. And then I have to force myself not to get back on the laptop. So anyway, I totally relate to just, you know, removing yourself from your workspace and allowing yourself to do something that just completely allows you to decompress. So I totally get it. Well, let's just tell people how we met and then we should probably wrap. But I'm excited that you're a part of Founder Pitch Week, which is an experience that I created out of my brain after being an investor and investing in companies like yours and, you know, trying to create the impact of helping minority companies, women-led, BIPOC, LGBTQ founders who are women, investing capital in their companies as an individual. And then I turn around and my peers, other investors in my network, and organizations in my network are saying things like, we can't find deal flow. We don't know where these diverse founders are. And they're acting like it's so difficult. And then on the other side, when I hang up that call, get off that Zoom, I'm over here and there's hundreds of diverse founders right over to my right, hundreds over to my left. I said, Bridget, what can you do to introduce these founders who need capital to the investors who say they want to invest? And so that's when I birthed Founder Pitch Week. So on September 7th, you were one of hundreds of founders who applied. 207 applied in 30 days. And then you were bold enough to apply, didn't even know who you were. I saw your pitch deck and I thought, boom, she's one of the finalists. I personally reviewed all the decks and picked the top 30. And now fast forward, we went live on October the 9th, which if you look at the calendar, wasn't that long ago. We went live on October the 9th. In 5 days, we raised $1.1 million for 30 founders in 5 days. In 10 days, we reached the $2.5 million mark. And the numbers just keep climbing. So as we wrap, I just want to ask you this question. How does it feel to be a part of this movement of changing the way that investors find diverse founders, and then how you're able to collaborate with these other 29 founders of women who are, you know, amazing, building these fantastic companies. So how does it feel to be a part of this community and this collaborative space in an environment where others keep saying it's so hard to raise, you know, it's a bear market. The investors are, you know, not there. Wait till Q1 of next year or wait till this or wait till that. We proved everybody wrong. How does that feel?
Unreal. I mean, you know, I didn't even get to say when I applied for Founders Pitch Week, it was the same day that the application was due. And I actually came to learn about the opportunity through Brain Trust. They're this amazing company that was like, you know, what you're building seems perfect for Founder Pitch Week, but I don't know, you've got 6 more hours. And I don't know what courage, what bravery, what universal sign told me, go ahead and do it. But I mean, this has transformed my life. There really is no other way to say that. You know, now hearing sort of the feedback that you get as an angel investor from other investors and VCs where they just don't think we exist, and to have met you and to have seen how you are so galvanized to ensure that you fill this gap, you stop this gap. I mean, you have to understand from the perspective of a founder like me, you dream of stuff like this. You dream of meeting people like you. Honestly, this is just from the heart, you know, from the soul. I think every time when we are in community with one another, the other 29 founders, I keep on thinking how, I mean, it's beyond luck. It feels fate. That's the word I have, that we're together in this room building amazing products. I'm one of these founders, and all because you decided to change the game. I mean, when you have the next founder pitch week, I mean, I want to tell all the listeners here, whatever you're doing, if you see this ping, you stop whatever it is, you apply, and you have your lives changed too.
Praise God. And the other thing is it is about self-care and self-love, self-worth, self-value, all of those things. So I created the space that I want to walk into every day. I want to walk into a space that sees me. I want to walk into a space that acknowledges me, that values me, that supports me. And so that's the space that I created for Founder Pitch Week. So I hope that it sounds like I am, but I hope that I'm a part of your self-care program that you incorporate into your life, because that was my mission.
You will always be. And that's why it's transformative.
On that note, I don't have anything else to add. Let me go to my, I think we're out of time as well. This has been fantastic, Stephanie. So that's all the time we have for today, everybody. We are so happy, so grateful that you tuned in. Again, my name is Bridget Lateese Smith, and it has been my true pleasure to host this week's episode for the podcast. Just a pleasure. So Women CEO in Reflection, please stay tuned. We have more shows coming your way, and I hope to see you next time. And until then, have a great night.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Women CEO in Reflection. To reach out to one of our guests, their contact is in the description of the show. Do you want a total mindset transformation? Apply to Mindset Warrior, The Art of Intentional Thinking, my personal coaching bootcamp at iamamindsetwarrior.com, and schedule your call with me today. Thank you.